joy in the evening as newborn turtles wriggle out of their nest and waddle to the ocean to begin their lives. Members of a local conservation group, Watamu Turtle Watch, have been watching the nest for a couple of days. They stand by to make sure the hatchlings reach their destination. Conservationists estimate that only about 1% of these hatchlings will make it to adulthood. Andrew Wamukota heads the Kenya Sea Turtle Conservation Committee, or KESCON, which coordinates turtle conservation and education activities along Kenya's more than 500-kilometer coastline.
Majority of turtles actually killed out of human activities. For example, of all the turtles that are killed out in sea, 85% of them are actually due to gill net fisheries. Another very huge percentage is actually due to poaching and destruction of habitats.
Wamukota says coastal communities have long made the turtle an important part of their diets and tradition.
They use turtle meat for as food. They use turtle oil as medicine. They use turtle eggs as aphrodisiac and other things. And therefore, to be able to shift the behavior of these people to look at the turtle in the other way around, then you have to involve them in the conservation of the same.
Wamukota says his organization works with a number of groups along the coast to educate communities and tourists about the importance of conserving turtles and protecting the wider coastal environment. The Watamu Turtle Watch rescues turtles that are caught in fishermen's nets. Club official Nelly Kadagi explains.
With our turtle release program, it's a compensation-based program where when the fishermen give us a call to go and rescue a turtle, we take the biometric measurements, tag the turtle, and compensate the fishermen for the time and effort they've taken to save this turtle and call us.
Kadagi says her organization has released more than 5,000 turtles back into the ocean since the group started 10 years ago. It also runs a rehabilitation center to treat injured or sick turtles. And it teaches fishermen and others why it is important to conserve turtles.
Each species of turtle plays a very vital role in the whole ecosystem functioning. For example, green turtles feed on seagrass, so they bring the balance between the seagrass ecosystem and also the other species that exist in the seagrass ecosystem. The leatherback turtles feed on jellyfish, so they bring the balance. If they are not there, it means there will be a jellyfish explosion, and that would not be good for the whole functioning of the marine environment.
Coastal development and pollution also threaten the turtle's survival. Hotels and other structures built too close to the water prevent female turtles from nesting. Baby turtles hatching at night head to buildings' bright lights rather than the ocean, dying in the process. Turtles choke on plastic bags and other garbage dumped into the ocean. To combat that, the Funzi Island Turtle Club regularly cleans beaches and replants mangroves. Members make and sell handicrafts fashioned from old flip-flops and other materials. There are no reliable statistics on the number of turtles in Kenyan waters or estimates of the numbers of turtles killed each year. The most common turtle species in Kenya are the green, hawksbill, and olive ridley. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Watamu.